This matrix is one that I find is so important to our initial understanding of distance education. It attempts to show time and location as two major variables when it comes to distance education. First of all, if we look at our learners as all meeting together at the same time and at the same location, we're in that upper left box there, which is face-to-face instruction. That's not distance ed. Everyone's meeting at the same time, the same location. If instead each person is meeting at their own time, the same location, we have what I would call a laboratory or an independent learning situation that's based upon some location where everyone comes. But again, they're coming at their own individual time. Again, I don't consider that distance education. There are, however, two boxes that in fact are distance education. First of all is the situation where everyone is meeting at the same time, but at their own location. And that's what is referred to as synchronous distance education. It's a chat room. It's an opportunity. It's a conference call on a telephone. It's a two-way interactive video situation. There are those situations where the learners are at their own locations, but they're meeting at the same time. It's live, it's real time. And then in the very lower right box, we have asynchronous distance education. That's the situation where each person is working at their own time and at their own location. It's what we're doing right now in our online workshop.